All right, so we talked about fire, the spark, we talked about water, the feeling, and we talked about earth, the structure. Now we move into something you can't see, but it's everywhere, and that's air. Air isn't about action or motion or building. Air is about perception. If fire says let's go, water says how do we feel, earth says what is the plan. Air says what does that actually mean? And in astrology, the air signs are Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius. Communication, thought, language, curiosity, and social awareness, also perspective. Air is the mind, not just thinking, but observing, analyzing, questioning, connecting the dots that other people don't even see. Air lives in the mental body. These are the people who are always thinking, always noticing, and always processing. Even when they're quiet, their mind is loud. Air doesn't experience life, it narrates it. Sometimes real time, sometimes 3 hours later in the shower, or sometimes 5 to 10 business days. What air energy can look like is talking easily and naturally, asking a lot of questions, finishing people's sentences, observing everything about people, getting bored quickly, changing direction fast, and forgetting where they put things. And getting distracted by everything. And one of the biggest ones is that they live in their heads a lot. Here's where air gets interesting, because air loves people, conversation, and interaction. But at the same time, air can feel weirdly disconnected. Like they're watching instead of fully participating, studying people instead of feeling with them, present but not fully there. That's because air processes life through thought first, not emotion, which can make them amazing observers, but sometimes emotionally unavailable without even realizing it. There's three types of air energy. There's Gemini, which is moving air. And think of the wind, fast, curious, everywhere at once. Gemini asks, what's interesting right now? Gemini energy talks fast, thinks faster, and gets bored the fastest. This is the person who starts 10 conversations, switches mid-sentence, and somehow still makes sense. Gemini doesn't want depth first. Gemini wants stimulation. Then we have Libra, which is relational air. Think balance, harmony, and social awareness. Libra asks, what keeps everyone okay? Libra energy reads the room instantly, avoids conflict, prioritizes harmony, sometimes too much, and Libras will sacrifice their own feelings just to keep the peace, even if it costs them. Or they can control everything in order to have that peace. Aquarius is higher air. Think the sky, ideas in the future. Aquarius asks, what does this mean for humanity? Aquarius energy is the visionary, thinks differently, and feels separate from others. They're the ones who think outside the box, questions everything, and sometimes feel like they don't belong anywhere. They're also the person to say that they know everything in a conversation. Air doesn't stop thinking, like ever. They read everything, analyze everything, question everything, and their mind is like an idea factory. Constant output and sometimes with no off switch. Which is why air people love books, conversations, learning, and they love information, but also struggle to slow down. The gift of air placements is understanding. These are the people who can articulate what other people feel but can't explain. They can mediate conflict, they can see multiple perspectives at once, they are communicators, teachers, storytellers, and connectors. Air brings awareness, it helps people understand themselves and each other. But air has a shadow, and it's a tricky one, because it doesn't look dramatic, it looks subtle. Air can struggle with overthinking, indecisiveness, emotional detachment, people-pleasing, inconsistency, and being scattered. Air can become flaky, distracted, all ideas and no execution. Present everywhere but grounded nowhere. And one of the biggest shadows, talking instead of feeling, or talking to avoid feeling. Air loves connection, but they can lose themselves in it. focus more on the other person than themselves. They avoid conflict to keep harmony. They say what sounds right instead of what feels true, which can create a weird dynamic where they're amazing communicators, but not always honest communicators, especially with themselves. When air is evolved, it's powerful. They know when to speak, know when to listen, communicates truth clearly, and doesn't abandon themselves for harmony. Healers through words, truth speakers, teachers, and visionaries. They don't just talk, they say things that actually matter. Without air, we wouldn't just struggle to communicate. We wouldn't understand each other at all. Alright, so that's the elements, not just something out there in astrology, but something inside of you. Because no matter what your chart looks like, you carry all four: your drive, your emotions, reality, and your mind, which is fire, water, earth, and air. And the more you understand them, the more you understand yourself. So the next time you react, the next time you feel something, and the next time you don't understand why you are the way you are, ask yourself, what element is speaking right now? Because once you can name it, you can work with it, not against it. And that's where everything starts to change. And just remember, this is Have Faith in Astrology, as above, so within.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.